inside and out. God be with you. She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a tree like that. But the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and call his name Jesus. He will be great.
Thank you. to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, nurture our growth as people of repentance and peace, and guide us into your truth. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Prophet crying in the wilderness, speaking to the people, saying, one is coming both to judge and save. You must prepare the way of the Lord. Lift up our voices, saying, come, Lord Jesus, now into our lives. Let us prepare the way of the Lord. Can you hear the voice that is crying in the wilderness? Can you hear the voice? Hear it in the wilderness.
Thank you. people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land. A light has dawned.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the
time in the service, the ushers will come forward and they'll receive our offerings. As we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, these words, this meal, reminds us of how his life ended. The one who came to be our Savior, the one of whom the angels sang that first Christmas, is the one who on the last night of his life, he took the bread, he took the wine, and he gave us this amazing gift. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus, he took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we join together in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Well, we welcome you to the Lord's Supper. Things will be a little different today because of our setup, but we do want you to know that if you're visiting with us today, we'd be a pleasure to have you. You do not need to be a member of our church to receive the sacrament. Today, communion will be by intinction. We'll have two stations down here with the bread and the wine. And those of you on these sides, what you're going to do, you're going to kind of do it backwards the way you normally do it. We're going to have you come and receive communion, and then you get to walk all the way around, okay? For the rest of you, it will be what we normally do for communion. And again, if it's difficult for you to come down, please just let one of the ushers know. We'll be happy to commune you in your seats. Young children who don't yet receive the sacrament can come with their hands folded and receive a blessing. So, come, let us receive this wonderful gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. If the communion assistants could please come to the altar.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace now and always.
Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. In that day,